Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Jeff and Jen Show. Star.
94.1.
There's a huge holiday debate raging in Kelly Cheese's house right now. Is it too late to get a Christmas tree? She says, yes, it's way too late. And her boyfriend says, no way, we got to get one. Can help us settle the score here in just a second. But first, one more call from Morgan on the screaming Christmas tree situation.
So we were having a Christmas brunch. Mimosas were flowing, you know, and we were just talking about a Christmas tree. And one of my girlfriends was like, yeah, these colorful Christmas trees are just ridiculous. Everyone needs to have a evergreen live Christmas tree. I'm like, girl, you're kidding me. I went out that day and bought a 6-foot purple pre-lit Christmas tree.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Now, just curious, Morgan, how far ahead of Christmas was this when you bought this tree?
It was like a month before. We bought it at the beginning of December. Yeah, this week is a little late to be buying a Christmas tree.
No, no, no! Are you seriously Team Kelly Cheese on this?
Yeah, I mean, the Christmas spirit's kind of, you're either in it or you're not. You know, I missed that gap.
Still time to get in it.
All right, Morgan, thank you for your call and your wrong opinion.
Bye, you guys.
Bye, Morgan. All right, Kelly Cheese, explain the situation that you are in right now with Captain Crunch and your Christmas tree.
Morgan's right. I'm in that exact situation where I think it's too late, and my boyfriend wants to go get a Christmas tree today.
What is the basis of thinking it's too late? That doesn't even make sense.
You've got plenty of time to enjoy it.
Let me lay this out for you.
Okay.
One, it's practically raining every day in Atlanta right now. Why would I drive to go pick up a messy Christmas tree to drag it in the house to have to clean it up anyway when that's already a mess by itself without the rain? That's the biggest reason. Big reason number two is, why would I decorate it? It takes hours to decorate, and we got to go buy ornaments. We got to go buy lights. We got to go do all this great stuff if it's a month ago. But it's not a month ago.
Such a Grinch?
No,
I'm not
kidding.
A Grinch. I just don't want to take the hours and hours and hours to do that, just knowing like
so
I'm only going to have it for 2 weeks.
You can keep it up after Christmas.
My neighbor has one. That's cool. I walk by it every day.
This is your first Christmas with your live-in boyfriend. Don't you want to have like a hot toddy or a little cup of cocoa your man in front of the beautifully lit Christmas tree? It's like a special moment.
Yeah, I wanted to do that the week after Thanksgiving, and we kept putting it off and kept putting it off. Now I'm like, no, I'm over it. It's too late.
I mean, 60 years from now, when you guys are sitting about reminiscing about your first Christmas together, you're going to be like, we didn't get a tree.
How quickly you guys forget that we spent last Christmas together.
Oh, whoops.
You didn't live together.
This is your first one under the same roof.
No, I see what you're saying.
And
this
is the first one since you've been consistently dating, because you broke up once between last Christmas and this Christmas.
It's true.
Okay, so thank you. All right. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi.
What's your thought here?
I am with Kelly T. It's way too late.
What?
Way too late.
Y'all are nuts.
I am on the same boat. And guess what? I told him, we'll just use this little tree that we had last year. He did not agree. And guess what? When he came home yesterday, I had it set up. Because we're not buying a tree this late. We're going to Florida next weekend for Christmas. So there's no point. It's way too late.
I feel like I have fallen asleep and woken up in Whoville, and the Grinch is looking down.
Look, I have the Christmas spirit. I've had it since Thanksgiving.
I'm going to bring you an onion.
Which is when I wanted to get the tree. Now it's too late. That's too much work for too little time to enjoy it.
Adriana, set her straight.
Oh, my God, Kelly Cheese. Seriously? Like, come on. I'm moving. And when we move into the new apartment, we're still going going to put the tree up. This is y'all first Christmas together. Of course you need a tree. Now, I agree with you on the real one. I don't like the pine needles and all of that. go buy you one of them cute white fake Christmas trees from Family Dollar, and then y'all can have it forever.
That's where we hit a bump in the road. Because I don't disagree with going and just grabbing a fake tree, but Captain Crunch will not do a fake tree. He refuses to do a fake tree. Y'all know he's a hippie. He could cut one down himself if he could.
Michelle and Hiram, talk right to Kelly Cheese.
Hey, Kelly. I'm part of your Not So Cool Kids. I'm one of your 11 listeners.
Thank you.
I love your guys' show.
Thank you.
But, hey, it is not too late. I have three girls, two of which their birthdays, one was December 8th, one is December 14th, and we still managed to put the Christmas tree up and tried to do birthdays and Christmas separate. So, girl, just go and get the Christmas tree, and who cares if you have ornaments or not. Just put some popcorn and ribbons on it.
Yes, thank you.
That's vintage. I love that.
Yeah.
And you guys are hipsters. Vintage is so trendy and cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
But so you have two little helpers at home. She had two little helpers to help her decorate.
Oh, my God.
Tree.
It is adorable. I don't have kids, and I know that a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old aren't helping anyone decorate a tree, Kelly. Come on.
Star 94.1.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.